Christ is cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, he that believeth shall not make haste.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible. The prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord. Blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come. Exposing apostasy and the developing one world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. I'm so glad that you have tuned in to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. And boy, do we have a treat for you. I have a special guest, Dr. Sammy Allen. He's like a spiritual daddy to me. I love him, and he loves the Jew, and he loves Israel. That's right. And he has a message for us today. This message was preached many years ago, and I want you to know that this is a man of God that preaches with power and preaches with conviction, and you'll be blessed. So sit down, relax, and hear what saith the Lord by Dr. Sammy Allen, mighty preacher of the Lord.
I'm preaching on Calvary tonight, and if you've got your Bible, look at Luke chapter 23 and verse 33. The Bible said, when they come to a place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And then verse 34, the Bible said, then said Jesus, he said, Father, he said, forgive them, for said they know not what they do. And the Bible said, they parted his raiment and cast lots. Now, correctly read Luke chapter 23 and verse 33 and verse 34. I want us to look to the Lord in just a brief word of prayer. Our kind and dear gracious Heavenly Father, as we bow here in your presence this evening, I want to thank you for the blessings of life. I want to thank you for the blessings of health. I want to thank you for this privilege of being here this evening. I'm conscious that you know the need of each individual that's here this evening. I'm conscious that you know all about us, that you know more about us than we even know about our own self. You said, ask and it shall be given. Yes. You said, seek and ye shall find. Yes. You said, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And as we come to you this evening, in Jesus' name, I'm conscious that you know the need of each individual that's bowed here in your presence. I pray that you'll bless all the ministers that are bowed here this evening and the missionaries. You know the need of each individual this evening. I pray that you'll bless us as we stand to bring a message. message from the precious Word of God. I pray that your blessings would be upon us this evening. I pray for that special anointing. You know what we need this evening. I pray that you would give us that we need. And whatsoever's accomplished, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. For we beg it in Jesus' name. Now I want you to pray for us as we bring God's message from God's Word. The Bible said, and when they come to a place which is called Calvary, there they crucified, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. I want to preach on Calvary this evening. I want to use each letter in this word Calvary and bring God's message tonight. I'll be just as brief as God will let me be. And you pray for me now as we bring God's message from God's Word. You know, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, he said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. And in verse 18, he said, for the preaching of the cross is unto them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, said it is the power of God. The Bible said, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2, Paul said, for I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I say that's what we need this evening. We need the power of God. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, notice what Paul said that to these Galatians. He said, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For said it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why, if you met Paul early in the morning, he's talking about Jesus. If you met him in the afternoon, he's talking about Jesus. And if you met him in the first watch of the night, from 6 to 9, he's talking about Jesus. And if you met him from 9 to 12 in the second watch, he's talking about Jesus. And if you met him from 12 to 3, he was talking about Jesus. And if you met him from 3 to 6, he's talking about Jesus. And I say, we've got something to talk about. Oh, praise God tonight. We've got something to talk about.
You're right.
Brother, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Are
you?
I'm glad I'm saved. Hallelujah. Brother, I tell you, it's wonderful. Bible said in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, Paul said, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance which was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. The Bible said, 1 Peter 2, 24, who his own self by our sins, in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. The Bible said, 1 Peter 3, 18, for Christ also have once suffered for sins, but just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, but we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death forever and ever. But I thank God for that, don't you? Hallelujah. All praise God for that. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12, the Bible said, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, the Bible said he suffered without the gate. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the dead, the Bible said, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Oh, hallelujah. Preaching from the manger to the cross. I want to go listen. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible said, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the earth, but was manifested in these last times for you. I like that, don't you, Bobby? Glory to God. The Bible said, who verily was foreordained? The Bible said, before the foundation of the earth. Now that first C that I'm using each letter in this word Calvary. That verse C is Christ. Amen. I think the Bible said Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. He's the A and he's the B and he's the first and he's the last. And as far as I'm concerned, he's everything that's in the middle. He's my Almighty.
Oh, praise God.
The Bible said, listen, I want you to listen real closely. Oh, I tell you, brother, it's going to be amazing around here. We're liable to go to heaven tonight. The Bible said in John chapter, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Christ. I'm not preaching him from the manger to the cross. He was in the beginning. In his prayer in John chapter 17. He said, and now, O Father, John chapter 17, verse 5. He said, and now, O Father, he said, glorify thy me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. What about these Russellites running around here saying that Jesus was God's first created being? He was in the beginning. Oh, praise God. The Bible said in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. I asked the lady, you know, I was down in Florida. I can't remember right where I was at in revival, but I was down in Florida, in Bonifay, Florida. I was there in revival, and this lady came around, and she told me she was going to spend 100 hours. Now, she called herself a Jehovah Witness. I call them Rushalites. I don't call them Jehovah Witnesses. Now, if you're filled with the Spirit, if you've got holy boldness, and if you've been born from above, and you're out witnessing for Jesus, then you are Jehovah Witness. Absolutely. Because Jehovah's your father, and if you're witnessing for him, that makes you a Jehovah Witness. Absolutely. I'm a Jehovah Witness. Amen. I'm a Jehovah Witness. Jehovah, you're my Father, and I witness for him. I do my best to witness for him every day.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. I told this lady, I said, who's this talking about here in John 1? In the beginning was the Word. She said, that's talking about Jesus. I said, you say it's talking about Jesus? She said, yes. Well, I said, verse 14 said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory. I said, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And we know the Word here is talking about Jesus. In the beginning was Christ, and Christ was with God, and Christ was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Christ, and without Christ was not anything made that was made. And in Christ was life, and Christ was the light of truth. Wonderful enough. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Boy, I like that, don't you? Praise God. Okay, he was in the beginning. When God said, listen, the Bible said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the whole face of the deep. And we see the Spirit as it moved or as it brooded upon the waters. And God said, let there be light. So God was in the creation, and Jesus Christ was in the creation. Listen, and the Holy Ghost moved or brooded upon the waters like he moved upon me and you one day and reproved us and caused us to realize that we was lost. And when we repented and believed, and God said, let there be light, and we went in darkness anymore. In Ephesians 2:1. In Ephesians 2:1. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince, the power of air, the spirit that thou worketh in the children of disobedience. The Bible said in John 6:63, it's the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. He said, the words that I speak to you, he said, their spirit and said, their life. Okay, we're talking about Jesus now, ain't we? The Bible said in John 8:58, and Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, he said, before Abraham was, I am.
Yeah.
I love that, don't you? Yeah. He said, I'm before Abraham. He said, before Abraham was, said, I am. Who did he tell Moses and Aaron to tell Pharaoh that sent him? He said, just tell him that I am sent me. That's Jesus, brother, amen. Amen. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Christ Jesus of the New Testament.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank God. Now, listen, the first promise that we have of a coming Redeemer is in Genesis 3:15, where God said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And the devil bruised his heel. But it won't be too long until Christ is going to crush his head. Just be sure, if I'm standing behind this pulpit, Christ is going to crush that old serpent, old Lucifer, old Slewfoot, the old devil. He's going to crush his head. Just be sure, if I'm standing behind this pulpit. Oh, glory to God. When Adam and Eve yielded to the temptation, and when Eve yielded to the temptation, when the serpent tempted Eve, and she yielded to that temptation, she added to the word of God, and then she yielded to the temptation, and she partook of the fruit, and she gave it to Adam, and Adam ate, and both of them realized that they were naked, and the first thing they done, they sewed fig leaves together, and made aprons out of them. But the fig leaves were not sufficient. Before God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden, the Bible said in Genesis 3:21, unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them? He didn't say, now, Miss Eve, I've slaved animals. I want you to make the coats. God slaved animals. God made the coats. Adam, they didn't have a thing to do with it. He made the coats. He skinned the animals. He skinned the animals. He made the coats. He clothed them. And when God clothes you, brother, your clothes, you don't have to wear about it. The Bible said, and you're complete in him. And you can't have nothing to complete this. And these boys makes me sick going around here trying to add works to salvation.
Yeah. We're complete in him.
Brother Joe, we're complete in Jesus.
Yeah.
The Bible said you're complete in him. Amen. Boy, you can't add nothing to that or take nothing from
it. That's it.
No, we're complete in him. Okay. The first modernist that we have any record of, I've got church getting late for the nation. I've got a lot of points.
We know her.
No, I've got the... Listen, I want to put you down a message, okay? Now you follow me real close right now. Adam and Eve, listen, they had two sons born into the family, Cain and Abel. But Eve conceived and she bare Cain. And then she bare Abel. Don't say she conceived again. They could have been twins, couldn't they? Yeah. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to argue about that, but it could have been twins. Yeah. But the Bible said then she bare Abel. And they taught these children that it took a blood sacrifice. Because I can see old Abel, he brought that lamb. But now, boy, he was a fundamentalist, wasn't he? Yeah. I can see old Cain, he was a modernist. He brought the fruit of his own labor. He probably brought the best food he had. But it wasn't sufficient. Now, God had respect on God. Abel's offered, but the Cain's offering, God refused. God refused. And listen, but he told old Cain, said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. But if thou doest not well, said sin, life at the door. And Cain failed to bring a blood sacrifice. And Cain is in hell tonight because he rejected God's plan. And God's got one plan. And that plan's for the rich. It's for the poor. It's for the common. It's for the yellow. It's for the white. It's for the black. It's for the red. And you can come God's way or you die to hell. I'm prepared to meet God. Why do you think God took seven of us, told Adam and Eve to take, listen, told Noah and his family, or told Noah to take seven of all the clean animals and all the clean fowl, and he was going to need them for sacrifice. And it took the best for sacrifices. And that's why they took the, of every clean animal, of every clean fowl, they took them in the seven. Oh, every time they slayed one of them little lambs, it was pointing to that day. What about when old Abraham, when Abraham went out there and offered the pasture? They lifted them two lambs here and started up on the mountain, and he placed that wood on Isaac's arms, and Isaac said, Father said, here's the wood and the fire, but said, where's the lamb? Old Abraham said, son, God will provide. Said, God will provide a lamb for a burnt offering. Said, God will provide. And he said, you two lambs, stay here, you two men, while me and Isaac, or me and my son, goes out and worships and returns. He got him up there and bound him, put him on that altar, pulled out that knife and started to slay. But you know what? Abraham believed in a resurrection. He believed if he had to kill Isaac, he believed God raised him from the dead, from that mountain. They said, me and the lad's going to go down and worship and return. I like that, don't you? Praise God. And John 8:56 said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and said, saw it, and was glad. And God let Abraham look down across the centuries and let him see that day when Jesus would go out to Calvary and carry the sins of the whole world, my sins and your sins and the sins of the whole world, and shed his blood at Calvary that me and you might have this great salvation. Okay. And Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, just going to quote a few scriptures. Isaiah said, therefore the Lord himself shall give unto you a sign. Said, behold, the virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. I didn't say a young woman either, said a virgin.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, said for unto us a child is born, and said a son is given. And he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and he gave his life out for hell. But that government hadn't rested on his shoulders yet. But someday, the government will rest upon his shoulders. And from David's throne in Jerusalem for 1,000 glorious years, Jesus is going to rule nations. Called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
Amen. How you like that, brother?
That's good.
Yes, oh, hallelujah. I like that. Praise.
That's wonderful, actually. The government will be upon his shoulders. He'll set up his own government. Won't be no elections. Won't be no crooked politics involved.
Amen.
He'll put some ruling over 5 cities and some over 10. And Satan will be bound for 1,000 glorious years. And it's going to be a Garden of Eden. Chapter on the spirit.
Right.
In Revelation chapter 20, John said, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on that old dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he said to save the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones and David set upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and the Lord of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they too lived in right with Christ 1,000 years. Father said, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were fixed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Only since the second they have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. It said it 6 times. I believe it, don't you? They will be fired for 1,000 glorious years. They won't be a crooked tree in the forest. The thorn trees won't have any thorns on them. The rose bushes won't have any stickers on them. Listen. And the parched ground will become pools of water. And the desert will rejoice and blossom as the rose. And he'll pour his spirit out upon all flesh. And the lion's appetite will be changed. And he'll eat straw like the ox. And the streets of the city will be filled with thousand boys playing in the streets. Wonderful time.
Yes, it is.
Wow. We'll have knowledge. We won't even have to go to school and learn it.
Right.
The Bible says the knowledge of the Lord.
Yes.
It's going to cover the earth. As the waters, you'll cover the sea.
Yes.
And they tell me some places out there in the ocean, it's 17 miles deep. And what about when the knowledge of the Lord covers this earth and gets about 17 miles deep? In fact, it's not going to be cold. John had seen, after John had seen the tribulation and the great tribulation, and after John had seen the church at the marriage in Revelation chapter 19, and was saying, hallelujah to the Lord. And John seen us come back with Jesus on them wild horses. And he comes back and places his feet upon the Mountain of Olives. And John seen and John seen us reign with him for 1,000 glorious years. And John seen the great white throne judgment. And God let him see the new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. And no wonder he said, he which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. And I don't believe Jesus said that. But John said, he said, amen.
Yeah.
said, come on, Jesus. He said, come on. He said, let's get everything started.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Hey, man, okay. You followed a little coach, went I?
Yeah.
From the time of, I believe, the death of Zachariah, there's not another prophet until Jesus was born. In Bethlehem until the, and there's 400 years there that we call the Dark Age, or maybe a little over 400 years, that they didn't even have a prophet. But the Bible said in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, there's a little virgin down there in Nazareth. Her name was Mary. The Bible said now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But the Bible said that while he thought on these things, he just couldn't understand what happened to Mary. But the Bible said that while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, said, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. But said, that which is conceived is of the Holy Ghost. And said, she shall bring forth a son. And said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. For said, he shall save his people throughout their sin. It was 96 miles, approximately 96 miles, from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Like to see old Joseph and Mary. See, he couldn't be born, had to be born in Bethlehem. Couldn't have been born on the way to Bethlehem. Had to be born in Bethlehem. Couldn't have been born nowhere else. Had to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. That's what the Bible prophesied that he'd be born. He couldn't have been born nowhere else. He had to be born in Bethlehem. Matthew 24:35 said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but said, my word shall not pass away. He had to be born in Bethlehem. And listen, when they got up to Bethlehem, the city was crowded. No room. The Bible, and he was born out there in the stable. The Bible said in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, and she brought forth the firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in there. The Bible said there was in the same country, shepherds abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And said, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the glory of the Lord shone round about. The Bible said they were so afraid. So the angel said, fear not. For said, behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For said, unto you is born this day in the city of David, Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And said, this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in the manger. The Bible said, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude. Wonder who that crowd was. Of a heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace God will will towards me. And Bethlehem he was born. Right there in that stable. She took that little baby, wrapped him in them swaddling cloths, and that's the greatest gift that's ever been wrapped. That's when Mary took that little bitty baby and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him there that night. Okay, he was forsaken at birth. And then listen, the Bible don't tell us too much about his boyhood days. At the age of 12, he went up to Jerusalem with Joseph and Mary. And they thought he was out there. They started back from Jerusalem. They thought he was out there playing with them other children. And he's back up there talking to them doctors, wouldn't he? They went back to Jerusalem, and they searched for him for 3 days. And when they found him, he was up there talking to them doctors and lawyers. He was asking them questions, and they was asking him questions, and they were amazed at his wisdom. Just 12 years old. Now the Bible don't tell us no more about him until the age of 30. John Baptist never seen him. I said, John, he came preparing the way. You're talking about a spiritual bulldozer. Boy, he's cleaning up now. John the Baptist was a spiritual bulldozer. The largest one that could be built. He came preparing the way. Brother, he is clearing the way. I've seen him down there. He's down there on the River of Jordan having a baptismal service. About that time, Jesus starts down through the crowd. John never seen. About that time, old John stopped. John 1:29, John said, behold, look kind of young.
Yeah.
That's the one I've been telling you about. He said, John, there comes. John said, behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. John said, look, and coming younger. Take the John from now. Won't you go ahead and baptize? Why, John said I have need to be baptized to be. Said, why comest thou to me? He said, go ahead, John. Suffer to be so, to fulfill all righteousness. Now go ahead and baptize me, John. Old John baptized.
He did do it.
And when he come up straight way out of the water, the Spirit abode upon him like a dove.
Yeah.
And a voice out of the heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And then he was trembling away of the Spirit in the wilderness, being tempted 40 days of the devil.
We're looking for the
death. Are you listening? Yeah. And then he afterward, the Bible said he's in hunger. But oh, thank God, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18, friend, that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he's able also to succor them that are tempted. Yeah. He was tempted at all points like as we are, yet without sin. He had old Job hedged in, and he's got me and you circled in. And he's the circle, and we're the little dots in the circle. And the only way to get to them dots in the circle is come through the circle. And he won't let the devil put nothing on me and you that we can't back. His righteous appeal. Now every temptation, every trial, life's no difference. What we're confronted with, God's amazing grace is sufficient.
That's right.
Okay, now, I won't say too much about it. Then he started his ministry. What about that morning when he walked down there and picked up that scroll and read from Isaiah chapter 61? He said, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto them that are in captivity, recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. How would you like to be there that day when he raised the widow woman's son? How would you like to be there when he took them 5 little loaves and 2 small fish and fed a multitude of 5,000 besides women and children?
Yeah.
How would you like to be there? How would you like to be on that ship when Jesus came out there walking on the water?
Yeah.
Told old Peter, old Peter, walk for a little piece. He looked down and doubted. See, when he looked down, he took his eyes off of Jesus and he started to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. How would you like to have been there when he opened the eyes of old blind Bartimaeus? Wouldn't that have been something?
Yeah.
How would you like to have been there when he called old Zacchaeus down out of that sycamore tree and said, make haste and come down, for said today I must abide at that. Said, I'm going home with you, Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
Said, I'm going home with you, for the Son of Man's come to seek and to save that which was lost. And old Zacchaeus was up there in that sycamore tree. He won't see Jesus more than he won't see anybody. And when you get the room to see Jesus like that, that's when you're going to find
him. Yeah!
That's what old Zacchaeus said. He made haste and he came down. Okay, I've got to go on now. See for Christ. Now we've got an A there. That's for assurance. You've got assurance. Yes. The Bible said, Jude verse 24, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I like that, don't you? Now the Bible said in Jude chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible said, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and taught. See, the Holy Spirit showed me in Dayton last year what is wrong with a lot of folk. Now, you take preserves, I've born reared on a farm, and pear preserves, peach preserves, plum preserves, and if you don't eat them this year and you wait till next year, they just get sweeter and sweeter. And they may finally turn to sugar, but they'll never say. And if you've been preserved in Jesus Christ and called, if you've been preserved, the reason why a lot of these folk got some mean, listen, they've been pickled. They haven't been preserved. You can't preserved. They'll just get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And they'll finally get time to sugar and go on to be with the Lord. They'll just get sweeter and sweeter. Oh, hallelujah. I like that, don't you? In 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 through verse 13, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself.
Right, right.
Hath the witness in himself. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him alive, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Verse 11 said, and this is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life's in his Son. And verse 12 said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And verse 13 said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen.
And verse 14 said, this is confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And verse 15 said, if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we dissolve him.
Yes,
I like that, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Now, let me tell you something. See, I've got the witness on the inside. That's the reason why I'm only saved. I've got the witness. I've had him. He's been in here for a little over 15 years now. And we've been supping together. I've had a feast going on down here for over 15 years now. We've been supping together.
Yes.
I've never been alone. I've got the Holy Ghost living in me.
Yes.
The Bible said, Galatians 2:20, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but said, Christ liveth in me, and said, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yes.
I like that, don't you? Got him living right down here. My feelings may change 15 times in one day. Sometimes I may not feel too good. But see, if me and this book here correspond, if I've got the witness on the inside, and if I love the brethren, and if I've been made a new creature, and if I love the church, and if I love the Word of God, makes no difference how many times my feelings changes. It won't change the Word of God. Praise God. I'm saved. Well, I've got a migraine headache, or whether I don't have a migraine headache, whether I've got cancer or don't have cancer, I'm saved anyway, because me and this book corresponds. I've got the witness on the inside. I love the brethren. I love the church. I love the Word of God. And it makes no difference how many times my things changes. The Word of God never changes. The Word will never change. I like that, don't you? Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. The Bible said, listen. The Bible said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now get that 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Didn't get that.
Yeah.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. The Bible said to our inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. The Bible said reserved for you in heaven.
Although 15 years ago, I made reservations.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
I made reservations a little over 15 years ago. I made reservations when he comes back out. I'll be at the marriage. And when he comes back, I'll come back with him. Are you listening? Oh, praise God. I think, listen, you say, who's keeping your reservations? The Bible said in verse 5, who are kept by the power of God. Who are kept by the power of God. Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. That's wonderful, ain't it?
Yeah.
The Bible said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3, if you've been, risen with Christ. See, I've already been resurrected one time.
Yeah.
See, I've failed before I got saved.
Yeah.
I've failed in trespasses and sin. Couldn't understand spiritual facts. See, I was natural man.
Right.
But when the Holy Spirit reproved me, see, when the Holy Spirit reproved me and caused me to realize that I was lost, and he took that Word of God, see, and it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yeah.
Listen, the Bible said if you then being risen with Christ, we've already been resurrected once, said seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God, said set your affections, set your mind on things above and not on things of this earth, for said you're dead and said your life is hid with Christ in God, and when Christ who is the life shall appear, said then shall you also appear with him in glory. If my life is hid with Christ, and it's in God.
Yeah.
For the devil get me, he'll have to go up and get Jesus off the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
If my life is hid with Christ, and it's in God, then you'll have to go up and get God off the throne.
Yeah.
Then he won't be back. He'll be gone now. But you know what you'll be back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well,
that's out Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 25 said, husbands, love your wives, not somebody else's. It's Christ's own soul.
Yes.
His Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And verse 26 said that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word. And verse 27 said that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any other such thing, but that should be holy and without blemish.
Yeah.
And if it's going to be without blemish, and you cut one little joint off my little finger right there, or one little joint off my little toe, and listen, my body wouldn't be, well, listen, my body wouldn't be complete, wouldn't be perfect, would it? And if it's going to be without blemish, every born again child of God's going to have to be that.
Amen.
If it's going to be without blemish. Now notice, are you listening?
Yes.
Said we're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. And he said, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Amen.
And if we're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones, and if it's going to be without blemish, if one member didn't make it, that body would have a blemish.
That's right.
All it's got to be there.
Yeah.
Every born again child of God is going to be there.
Yeah.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
The Bible said, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin, and that for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemning sin in the flesh. And that chapter starts off with no condemnation, and it ends up with no separation. The Bible said, Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, as it is written, for thy sake, we're killed all the day long, we're counted sheep for the slaughter, nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loves. Now, that's me. From my wife, but it's not going to separate me from him. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:8, said, we're comforted, I say then, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if the earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, well, the building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Amen.
Paul said in Philippians 1:23, said, I'm in a strait betwixt two, I don't know hardly what to do. To depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He said, nevertheless, the body of the flesh is more needful for you. And when they stoned old Stephen in Acts 7:55, now you're talking about a vision. Well, he didn't have 20/20. I don't know what kind of vision. The Bible said, but he being full of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said he looked up steadfastly, not up here into the first heaven where the clouds are, not the second heaven, where the moon 240,000 miles approximately and the sun 93 million. He looked all the way. The Bible said, but he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly into heaven, and the Bible said he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And if they stoned old Stephen, he said, I see Jesus. He said, I see Jesus. No wonder. Bob, you remember? Mr. Sivers, you remember him from Rocky Acres Bible Camp. You remember that night you was there when Dr. Hal Stotler preached on The Star Still Shines. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter, one of royal authority, shall rise out of Israel, and smite the corner of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth. Numbers 24:17, that's what Balaam said. And I could see old Brother Sivers when old Sotler preached, finished that message that night. He said, the star still shines. I saw Brother Sivers coming down that aisle, clapping his hands, first time I ever seen. Had his hands up over his head, shouting, Brother Joe, you was there, praising the Lord. And at the age of 83, in the Mary County Hospital, 1 hour before day, old Brother Sivers had his hands up over his head. I got a picture of him, shouting in Beth's face. One hour before death, he was shouting. He was praising the Lord. He was looking forward to go home and be with Jesus.
Yeah.
dead? How many times he'd been beaten with rods? 5 times? Was it 5 times? And scourged 3 times? And was caught all the way up into the third heaven. And that's probably why God had put that thorn in his flesh.
Uh-huh.
He probably could have never got him to done his will if he hadn't put that thorn in his flesh. Because then, in the first part of that 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, is when he's taken, caught up in heaven. He said, I knew of mine. About 14 years ago, whether out of the body or in the body, such one could not tell. I didn't know him down a little piece, little bit farther. God put that thorn in his flesh. Listen. Oh, when they stoned him, left that, him outside that city for dead, that's probably when he made that trip to the third heaven. And listen, when his work was completed, he'd been stoned left outside the city for dead, been scourged 3 times, been beaten with rods 5 times, he rode on the stormy sea many of a day and night, and he sat over in that dungeon at Rome, writing to young Timothy. He said, for I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. Son, follow good fight. Yeah. Said, I finished my course, said, I kept the faith, and said, I've already made the touchdown. I've already crossed the goal line. He said, henceforth, thou's laid up for me. Already, it's already laid up. A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appeal. He'd already crossed the goal line. Listen, go be with Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Brother, pay us one.
He
said, I'm persuaded that neither death.
That's right.
Death won't separate me from him. Them angels, when Lazarus died, didn't say he looked over Jordan and seen him coming. Didn't say that. Said the beggar died and was carried to the bench. There's already in camp round about. It's not too bad. That old sister Blackstock was fixing to die up under it. Corinth Baptist Church, Brother Marvin Blackstock's mother. And listen, one of the finest women that I've ever known in all my life. And that morning, the boys had gone home to do up their work. And she said she woke up, old Sister Blackstock did, and said there's 3 angels down the side of her bed and 2 at the foot of her bed. Give you Marvin Blackstock, friend. You know them Blackstock boys, Bobby, they don't wobble on backs. I'll tell you, his mother just as sure seen them angels as I'm alive.
Well, that's all the time that we have in this broadcast, and I'm so happy that we could hear from a great man of God. And this message was preached so many years ago by Dr. Sammy Allen, and one of the mightiest preachers in our generation. Now, we'll continue that message on the next broadcast. You surely do not want to miss it. But we're so glad the message that he preached on Calvary. And if you're listening for the first time of this broadcast, can I encourage you, whether you be Jewish or non-Jewish, to consider the claims of the Messiah, Jesus the Messiah? Was he the Messiah? Well, according to the scriptures of the Jews, this one was to be the Messiah that was to be prophesied about in the Holy Scriptures has actually come. He sure has. He has fulfilled over 100 prophecies about the Messiah. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ has fulfilled over 100 prophecies regarding the Messiah that is mentioned in the Tanakh, the Old Testament Holy Scriptures, that the Jewish people read. And the odds of one person fulfilling just one of those prophecies would be as incredible compared to someone flying over the state of Texas, throwing out a quarter, 25-cent piece, parachuting down there and trying to find it. That's the odds of somebody fulfilling just one prophecy. But Jesus Christ not only fulfilled one, he fulfilled over 100. Exactly the way the scriptures said that it would be. The exact time of his coming can be seen prophesied in Daniel chapter 9. The fact that he would be born of a virgin, as impossible as that may seem, with God, nothing's impossible. Did any anything too hard for God. But in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, you have that great prophecy of the virgin birth. Even Rashi, the great Jewish commentator, said that that Hebrew word, that King James Bible translated virgin from the Hebrew alama, even Rashi, that great Jewish commentator, said that Rashi had said that that word alma was a na'ara. If you study that out, a na'ara was definitely a virgin because she had not given over to be allowed to be married yet. She was still under the jurisdiction of her daddy and was not yet ready to be given to marriage. Well, that and many, many more prophecies are in the Word of God. Now, if you're interested in getting perhaps a list of these prophecies and their fulfillment, then we encourage you to write us, or you can check our website, and all of that information will be given in just a moment.
Keep His covenant and show with mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God. With sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire, receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by His own blood, and call upon Him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to His Word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by free will offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your free will donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew-English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question. Is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or POWDERSPRINGS, Georgia, or GA 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. And my earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast.